All right. Well, welcome. Thank you, everyone, for volunteering to serve on the first, I believe, official salary commission for the city of Cedar Woolley. Very exciting. So I thought it would be best if we could go around and just give a little bit. It seems like most of you know each other, but in case you don't, just see a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in the community or resident or and why you felt like you wanted to serve on the salary commission. So I will start just to let you know. I'm Debbie Burton. I started with the city back in June, and I'm the finance director here. But I have decided to retire. I have a new grandbaby at home, and so I am going to be a caregiver to my new grandbaby and my 3-year-old granddaughter. So I couldn't work full time and do that as well. So unfortunately, I'm leaving the city with a little bit of a heavy heart, but I know it'll be in good hands. You've got a great mayor, of course, and you've got a super great council and city administrator, so I know it will be in good hands. So go with you, Fred.
Okay, Fred Osterhout. I've been in the Cedar Woolley area for 32 years. I married a local girl, and so I've made this my home. I would never had a home. A tradesman. I'm a mechanical contractor. Just finished in my 47th year, and have been in business for 32 years. And so, it's been a great community. I feel it's home. And so, when asked to, as I'm within a probably a year, year and a half of retirement, I've got a little more free time. And so, when asked to consider doing this, I thought, I just thought it might be a fit to have some input and maybe contribute. So I am.
Thank you.
Very good. I'm Phil Brockman. I've been in the area about 9 years now. I'm the retired Cedar Woolley School Superintendent as of July 1st. So we kind of crossed paths
Yeah,
there.
didn't quite.
And the same as Fred, when I was asked to consider, it's like the rotary, right? You say yes. So that's why I'm here, and I think it's a great cause to be part of.
And I'm Tim Lair. I've been in the area for about 6 years. I'm an attorney just down the street with Brock Stiles, who he's been around for a long time, and his brothers and his dad. And so I joined that firm about 6 years ago. I used to live in Cedar Woolley. I now live in Bow, but still work here and love Cedar Woolley and part of Cedar Woolley Rotary. And so, yeah, you get a call from the mayor, and I'm happy to help out. I feel like I could have, some input just being a partner in a business and but I'm just happy to do what I can and help try to serve the community.
I'm Rebecca Scrindy. I am the executive director at the food bank here in Cedar Woolley. I've been like working here for 7 years, living here for three. And like you all, I'm part of the Rotary as well. And when someone asks you to serve on anything, you see what time where you can plug that in. So I'm happy to help, and I love Cedar Woolley, and I kind of like being part of decision making, and so that's why I'm here.
And Becky, do you want to go ahead?
Hi, I'm Becky Taft, and I have been in this community for 39 years. I'm from Upriver, but don't hold that against me. I did lose my keys to get out. I have worked for Banner Bank. I have been in that building for almost 28 years. So I've been involved in the community as far as what the bank does, and a member of SROPTIMUS for 18 years, and really connected. I used to do levy committee stuff, and I've always been willing to, when asked, to do my part. And that's what it is. When I was asked, I said yes.
Great, thank you. All right, so as a city commission, we have to go over some of the legal responsibilities and talk a little bit about what your role is. And so that is going to be Nikki's role. So I will let Nikki go ahead. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you. So, I'm Nikki Thompson, and I'm the city attorney for the city of Cedar Woolley. One of the things that I wanted to speak briefly with you about this evening is a couple of transparency laws that this particular commission is subject to. The first one is the Open Public Meetings Act, and that is contained in RCW 4230. And what that essentially says is that all meetings of governing bodies have to be conducted in public or publicly. As a commission of the city of Cedar Joliet does make an actual decision, this particular body would fall under those requirements. So what this means, we're going to follow some rules. We're going to publish our agendas and our notices in compliance with the OPMA. And we're going to make sure that any action that we take is done in public. Where this can get people in trouble, where this particular law can get people in trouble, is where you have things like serial meetings. And what a real meeting is say one of you.
Nikki, can I interrupt for just a minute? It's the sound is pretty sporadic. So I'm wondering maybe would you guys mind if she turns off her video? That sometimes helps. Yeah. Sorry.
Video. Definitely.
Let's see what that sounds like. It's still a little crackly, but we'll carry on. Go ahead and turn your video back on.
It might
on.
Be Becky too, and
muted. So
yeah, better.
Okay, so apologize, Nikki. Go ahead and continue on. You were at serial meetings and describing what that was.
So you want me to pop in on
the device? I didn't hear her.
Yeah, we missed that.
To call in on another device.
That might if you wouldn't mind calling in on the phone. I apologize. Good old technology.
We got it all.
We have it all.
The camera looks great.
I know.
We got the video down.
I like that we can see on all these screens too. That's pretty cool.
I'm in on a different.
We're going to just figure it out when everybody's going to go back in person and you won't need it anymore.
So it's with the state of Washington. It's waiting for you.
Oh, and I hear you really good now, but I don't see anything. That sounded good, didn't it? I don't see anything. Oh, there it goes again.
Okay.
There, that sounded well, whatever you just did right quick. There.
Well, I don't know what I did. Oh.
Okay, there you go. Just stay right there. Don't move.
Okay, I'm not moving. I'm tilting my head to the left. So we were talking about serial meetings. And what a serial meeting essentially is where you're not all together in one place, but you are having discussions about city business sort of one right after another. So an example would be, somebody sends out an email and then somebody else hits reply all, and this is done a number of times. And what that ends up doing is creating this serial meeting under the Open Public Meetings Act. So whenever we're responding to emails, we want to make sure not to hit reply all. Another situation where this can occur is like on social media. Say one of you posts something about city business, which by the way, you shouldn't do. But if you do, and then a majority of the rest of you comment on it, that is also a serial meeting, which would be in violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. Another example would be somebody calls, one of you call each other and have a conversation, and then that same person calls a majority of the rest of the commission members and says, well, so-and-so says this and so-and-so says that. That would also be an example of a serial meeting that could get people in trouble under the OPMA. There is a penalty, there is penalties for violating Open Public Meetings Act. Any action that is taken in violation of the act is void. But there's also a personal penalty. If you violate the Open Public Meetings Act, the first time that occurs is a $500 fine. The second time is a $1,000 fine. So we just want to be really certain that we are conducting business in the open and following the requirements of the OPMA, which again means we're going to be inviting the public to watch these proceedings. We're going to be publishing notice of our agendas and where and when we're meeting. And we're going to be very careful about how we communicate outside of these regularly scheduled meetings. Another transparency law that is applicable to this body is the Public Records Act. And of course, everyone's very familiar with the Public Records Act, I'm sure. And essentially what that says is that any record that is owned or used or created by a government entity is a public record. And anything that you all as a commission generate is also a public record. Where we get ourselves into trouble is when we use personal devices to conduct city business. And I'm not talking about things like sending emails from your personal email saying, what time is the meeting? Because that is an email that doesn't have any retention value. It's a transitory record. Where we are talking about city business on our personal devices, those things are still public records. And so if we're asked to provide those documents, we do still have to provide them, regardless of the fact that they are on personal email accounts. Also, you can get yourself into trouble by, again, commenting on social media posts or creating social media posts about city business that, regardless of the fact that they're personal accounts, if it is about city business, it is likely to be found to be a public record. And you would have to produce that if there was a public records request for any, you know, documentation related to the conduct of the salary commission's business. So that's a kind of brief overview of these two transparency laws that are applicable to the commission. I know that, you know, that's a very brief overview, but again, I assume that everyone has a pretty good understanding of the Public Records Act and that it will apply here. I know that the city is very excited about having you all on board for this inaugural run at a salary commission and that your work is going to be much appreciated. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to ask them, or you can always call me. If you have a question later on, I'm always here to assist.
Thank you, Nikki. Any questions while we still have her this evening? All right, Nikki, are you going to stay with us or are you going to go enjoy your evening?
I am going to go enjoy my evening.
I, the finance director, appreciate that. Thank you so much, Nikki. I really appreciate your time this evening.
You're welcome. Have a great meeting.
Yeah, you too. Good. Well, good. That was good information. And that is why we require our commissions to take the little OPMA training and give us a certificate. So if you have any, looks like Becky. Oh, there she's back. Okay. If you have any, Nikki fell off. I'm like, someone fell off. So if you have any challenges with that link and getting in and doing that training, I know I've received a couple of them already. So just let me know if you have some issues. All right. I sent around the roster to get all your updated information. So I will make sure that I share that with all of you. But again, be careful regarding that serial meeting, so that there just might be an issue where you want to call. So one of the pieces of business that we need to do this evening while we're getting organized is we need to select terms for members. And because you are the very first city or salary commission, we need to do some staggering of your terms. So let's see where I have that. You should have that pulled up. So on page 5 of the packet, it talks about these initial terms. So your official, you know, business is going to start on April 1st. So this is just really our organizational meeting. And so your terms will start on April 1st, and then they will be, they'll be 6-year terms, but we're going to stagger the first group. I need two members to volunteer to serve for 6 years. Then I also need two members to volunteer to serve for 5 years. And then I just need one member who would be willing to serve for 4 years. So, and this committee will only meet every other year. So we don't meet every year. And we also meet only to do our business, and that's it. So I don't anticipate this being a large commitment of your time, but I do appreciate it and understand it.
So during that year of meetings, how many meetings?
Yeah, I would say it depends on your, you know, what you request of myself as staff, what kind of information you want, and then, you know, how you can come to consensus. So it's unknown that I, you know, sometimes there's some issues that really need to be worked out. I've seen other cities go for a month, you know, maybe like 3 or 4 meetings. But, you know, sometimes you can get it done rather quickly as well. So, but I do want you to, you know, to take your time and, you know, get in all the information that I can provide to you and any information that you individually want to seek out, be sure and take the time to do that. There's really no rush. We will be creating a resolution and we will be bringing it to council, and what you as a commission vote on is what it will be. So the council doesn't have any authority. You are actually the one setting the salaries for the elected officials, so the mayor and the city council. So, yeah.
I can commit to the 6, okay. Being one of the 6.
Another 6 out there, anybody? And again, obviously, things do happen.
Paper, scissors.
Yeah.
I'd like the 4.
All right. There you go. Let's knock that one off. There you go.
I can go with the 6.
All right, Bill. So that leaves the 5s for Tim and Becky. Oh. There you go.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you. So the next step is to elect a chair and co-chair. So this evening, obviously, I'm running the meeting, trying to get us up and running. But then it's up to the chair and the co-chair to operate the meeting, and officiate the meeting. Really, I'll be your staff member. So, you know, whatever you need, I would be the one assisting you. So is there someone who'd be willing to chair these meetings?
So one question is, how long is that term?
I would say that term will just be the year you're doing it. I mean, okay. I think because you're, you know,
a year.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, because there are, we'll elect a new chair every time that a chair and co-chair every time. Yeah.
So the co-chair backs up the chair if the chair's not there.
Correct. Okay. And then the hope would be maybe the co-chair would step up to the chair position, but that's not in our, you know,
that's really, the hope.
That's the hope always. Yeah. And I will make it very easy. I promise I will do your agendas. There's really not a lot of work
until you retire.
Well,
I know, like
it's 3 months. It's part of the responsibility of the
so make sure your replacement understands yeah. How good they're gonna take yeah. Care of us.
That's right. So anybody willing to chair and co-chair?
I would be willing to either do one or the other.
Well, you spoke up, so you get the chair.
Okay.
I'll back her up then.
All right, there you go.
You got me. With the idea.
Sixers are taking over. Thanks, Sixers.
With the idea next year, or the next one, your chair.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you, Becky? Okay, good.
Maybe we should have all zoomed in.
Well, this is my... Apologies to Becky. She would have been here, but I really messed up for her. So I apologize. We would not have picked this day. So, all right. So that's that part. Let's see. So I'm just going to give some brief review of the packet. I mean, obviously, didn't have to spend a whole bunch of time on it, but at page 27, just so you can kind of get a feel for where we're starting. The city adopts a salary ordinance each year, and that is what sets, in the past, that's how the salaries for the council members and the mayor were set, along with some other non-represented roles within the city. So I've included the most recent ordinance. So in section 5, that shows right now the city council is paid $500 per month. I'm on page 28 now. So that's a flat fee for everything they do. That's the fee that they are, that's their compensation for the work that they do. And the mayor is paid $30,639.45. So typically her salary is adjusted by the cost of living COLA increase that most of our represented employees get. And then that's applied also to the salary for the mayor. So that's the current status for the city of Cedar Woolley. Any questions? It's pretty straightforward.
So how long has it been those amounts?
The mayor's gotten a little bit of an increase, you know, a COLA increase each year, pretty much. And the council, it's been a bit because I went back like 6 years and it still was 500 then. So I think it's been quite some time for the council's facility. So when they set their own salary, there's certain laws around when they can actually do it. It has to be on an off election year, and there's just quite a bit. So it doesn't happen hardly ever at all. And, you know, as many of our council members have shared, they're not obviously in it for the salary. So it's typical that it stays like that for quite some time. So anyway, I only can go back 6 years electronically. I need to start digging into the files. So I'm actually going to put that down as a data point. Sounds like that would be interesting.
And for the mayor, is that a, because it's not full time, right? It's, what is it considered, part time, quarter time? Like, it just that is.
The mayor is the mayor. Okay. And so every mayor, you know, she's what we call a strong mayor, meaning that she oversees all the staff of the city where she, you know, they don't have a city administrator, right? So you guys elect your mayor. So really it's just, yeah. You could get a mayor that works a whole bunch of hours, but you could also get a mayor that doesn't work so many hours. Okay. So yeah, it's just all, there's no requirement for the number of hours that the mayor works.
So the city does not have a city administrator?
We don't have a city manager. We have a city administrator. Okay. We don't have a city manager in a, we call it weak form of government, but in a non-strong mayor form of government, a city manager actually, okay. and the city manager is hired by the city council to manage the city.
The administrator, is that a fairly new position?
It's a new name for the position. We used to call it city supervisor, and the city's had that for quite a few years. I mean, Aaron Berg was the city supervisor prior to Doug Merriman, most recently, and now Charlie Bush is our city supervisor. So, and that person is hired, or city, now we call our city administrator, that person is hired by the mayor. So that's how that works.
Does that person then supervise the group that's in here now?
A portion of them, the leadership side. So
evaluates.
The administrator does in partnership with the mayor, because she really has ultimate responsibility for the staffing of the city. So, but she does rely, of course, on her city administrator. So
she's made it a pretty much a full-time position. She's contributes a lot of time.
So. Yeah, I can't really share one way or the other. I mean, I think she works very hard. And I would encourage you to reach out to her and talk to her one-on-one. Or if there's specific data points that you would like me to bring back, I know I've reviewed some other salary commissions and they do a little bit of a survey of the council members and the mayor to better understand. They're required, we have 3 meetings a month that they're required, you know, that's a requirement. Yes. I mean, they can be excused, of course, but that's the requirement. We also ask our council members to chair, to be a liaison for some committee meetings that we also have. So that's just the regular types of meeting types of things that if you've ever been around your elected officials, you know that they're out in the community getting quite often. So if you would like me to do some sort of a survey, I'd be happy to do that. I can bring back some data points that I can collect.
So is it permitted then to have a conversation one-on-one with the mayor and or a council person?
Absolutely.
Outside of this?
Yes, you can do your own, you know, research and do all that. And I would encourage you to do that on your own as well. So, and then it would be good to bring that, you know, what you, obviously we'll have some conversations and bring that back to the whole group to have a conversation around. Good. Is there any interest in knowing what other cities of our like size or in the area, what types, any of that kind of information?
I would want that information.
Okay. Yeah, I would too.
I will do nearby cities, but I also will do a kind of a based on the size of our population and our budget, you know, kind of really the population for this these positions matters the most because that's the cleanest, that's the cleanest comparison, I would assume.
Yeah.
So, nearby cities and then.
And if it's not too difficult, maybe a little bit of history. So if it's like, say one that's like us is 75, but 2 years ago they were at 20, and you know, so you can see if there was like a where they did the survey themselves and you could see that they decided to do something different, because that's helpful to know if it's not just this was a one, this went from this to this because of something. Does that make sense?
So see what their latest change was
the last couple years, like some trending
information. You bet. Yeah.
So individuals that run for council, they're not, I mean, some may look at it as a source of income, but most of them probably they're doing it for the service.
That's usually a very.
So it's not like they get in there and then say, okay, now we want a raise because this is.
And they can't technically do the raise until, so when you get elected, because the port is like this too, you only get a raise the next time. So like if they approve the raise in the middle of your term, you'd have to run again for you to get that raise. So you don't get the raise just in the middle of your term. It'd have to be at the end, and you start the next one is when you do the bump.
In the old version of that's exactly how it happened. But in this version, now that we have a salary commission,
we can change that.
You'll set the rate and we will implement it. Okay. So yeah, it does has this because this is totally independent now of the council.
So they
and
don't
the
mayor.
So they don't. You are the governing body.
So they can't get elected and raise their salary and then boom. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That,
so. So you mentioned a resolution. So you would develop a resolution.
The commission will. The commission. I will develop a resolution for the commission, and the commission will pass.
Pass that resolution.
Yes.
Okay. I guess we should ask Becky if she has any questions. A Zoom person always gets
And I thank you for keeping an eye on her. I apologize if I can't get that other screen down. So it's, you know, it's difficult.
I know.
I see that one, but you know, we should see. See that way. Ah, that's a little better. So okay. So I've got nearby cities, population, similarities, and trending info for those that I select. And if there's one in particular that you would like, you know, let me know ahead of time. You feel free to email me.
I think that sounds good. Yeah, nearby cities, and then maybe a couple, two or three like type cities, mm-hmm. same populations, rural.
Within the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting all this, Becky?
Yes. She does look like she has her glasses on. She's probably writing this all down.
Yeah.
No, I got my iPad in front of me and just listening a lot.
Good. Any other data points or anything else that you can think of? I did try to give you some just like things, resources that we use in the city on what a mayor's position does, what a council is responsible for.
You want to know anything about the city's budget?
Well, yeah, that would be, you know, someone was like, don't forget, how are they going to pay for it? You know, mm-hmm. like how does that work piece? So
another piece that I'd like to know is as you do your classification study with nearby cities and others, is there a built-in COLA, like, you know, based on a metric of some sort.
Okay. That is real and not historical. Yes. So the typical 3% is not what is real now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's more like 8% for.
Just to have that information would be.
Because I don't know either. I mean, usually they're a flat rate. And so I would be interested to know if there's COLAs. Yep.
So when you talk about salary, especially for the mayor, is there benefits to that salary, or is it just the salary we're talking about?
Just the salary, and then the typical state of Washington required taxes. Okay. So that's all that, that's all that's included.
So just to follow up then, just so there were a couple of years ago, there was a recent law that was passed around benefits and the number of hours. So do they qualify for that with the number of hours that they put in?
Is this the sick leave? Are you referring to the sick leave, Washington State sick leave? Yeah. They could apply to the state of Washington. So, because what we end up doing is we create a base hours for their positions, and we report those hours to the state of Washington. So if they were to get it,
I just know when I was with the school district, if we had a part-time employee that I think was 650 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
And if they reached that metric, then they would be eligible for benefits.
For the state's benefits.
For the state's benefits.
Yeah, not the city benefits, but for the state of Washington benefits, they would definitely be eligible for that. Okay. Yep, good questions. Well, if there's nothing else, then we could have a conversation about meeting dates. I don't know what, I mean, you don't have to meet in the evening. So if you, as a group, decide, I don't know what your flexibility is or not, we could meet during the day too. Our time really is just to pick some time so that we kind of know that's coming. I will be out of the office next week because I will be on vacation, but I'm going down to Arizona, so I will not be working at all with the city. So at least I need about 2 or 3 weeks to come back, if that be my only request. But again, I'm flexible too. I can work mornings, evenings, day, whatever you decide. So I'll let you brainstorm what works best for you.
My schedule is pretty flexible, so I'll leave it to
the only day that I'm not flexible is Thursday because of the board hearings, and those will be done in July. But I'm pretty flexible
during the. Like in the mornings or some point during the day would actually work well for me. That's just easy for me to schedule. I got a little baby at home, so it works better than evenings.
Yeah. What about you, Fred? Are you somewhat flexible or not able?
If I could make it. I mean, so many are flexible and I'm not. We're on so many contract jobs and liquidated damages if we don't make the mark. We're on a county job now. So we're a two-man company. We do a lot of projects and work from Seattle, Kirkland, Redmond, all the way up to Bellingham on projects. So I could, and you've given advance notice here, I'll make it work. I don't want to be the one, but yeah, evening's always and not a Monday because usually there's carryover. My office administrative and I've got rental properties, all that is evenings and weekends after I've worked 40 hours. So I'm pretty taxed, but it's not about me. I mean, I'll make it work. So if y'all want to do a midday or whatever, I'll make it an office day and I'll just somehow make it happen. So I'm open. Let's just leave it at that.
Becky, how about you? Would you be able to, I'm hearing that maybe morning.
I like it
morning.
It off at 8 a.m. Is that too early or is that good?
That's sleeping in.
I know, right? Morning. I'm a farmer. I wake up at 5. Yeah.
City. I mean, yeah.
You're going to have coffee. I
will have coffee. If I promise coffee, we can meet at 8 p.m.
And then your whole day isn't wasted. Waiting.
Now, are these meetings that are open to the public?
They're open to the public still.
So is that going to be an inconvenience for the public?
We will record. We will always record. So they will be able to access the meeting. So.
Well, they don't physically have to be. They can just as long as they can view it. Oh, I see.
We have a guest on this evening. So. And I was joined us. We appreciate that. Well, then I sent. That's 8 a.m. seems like a good time. Tuesdays would be a bad day for me. Sounds like Monday's kind of that's all.
And we've also
I can't do Thursday.
Wednesday morning at 8 a.m.
He is very mature with
about 3 weeks.
We like to drink good whiskey, but we
don't have to drink. Okay.
That works.
Okay. Look at my calendar.
That works for me.
Okay, great. Let's see.
The 20th.
20th, April 20th.
Yeah,
20th. Yep, I'm going to do a quick peek just to make sure. Yeah, that perfect. Let's, okay, mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 20th at 8 a.m. Same room. We'll just meet here. Great. So I will, the way I typically work is I draft the agenda, I'll get it to you, Rebecca, just to review and assure that I've not missed anything. And then we will have, I mean, I said no more than 90 minutes, but I'm good with just an hour too, if we can get our work done. I again, don't want to rush everybody, but I know all of our time is very precious. And if we can get good work done, we can go on. So, well, great. Well, then, would you like to adjourn our meeting?
No, we'll adjourn the meeting.
All right. All thanks, everyone. Thank you, Becky. Good night.
See, that's how I need to run my board meetings, just in and out.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
just vote on stuff for the food bank.
It was always all about the agenda, unless there are kids there or stuff like that.
But, yeah.
Let's get through the agenda. Let's get to